Alright, we're going again. We'll work, the thing gets a little hung up sometimes. Forgets where it is. Thing itself pulled back together, I guess. Eventually. I'm between the Piro and Roy. Very interesting, yet tiny school districts, 20 miles away from each other. Not going to get that, it may only be like 15 miles away from each other. And always politically viable for it because of its long distance from any place else. And the fact that these are probably the only, you know, the handful of jobs available to people that live up here. So, interesting political circumstance. I would be the first one to say, hey, why don't we try try remote, like distance learning. But, that would cause a fervor. And that would be essentially a bad thing. Anyway, so, I'm still at least 2 hours out from my destination. I don't even know, probably further than that. I don't remember. And I can't go fast on this road. Last time I got a ticket on this road. I have to run to a state police officer out here. Didn't even know they had state police stationed out here. Very interesting. But what can you do? It's interesting to see what kind of people travel this road. There's actually quite a bit of traffic on this little road that really goes between two places that doesn't connect up particularly. There's a lot of traffic from Colorado here. A lot of traffic from, I got passed by somebody from Oklahoma. There's always lots of Texas here. One of my sons came home from school, the young twins, and was telling me that Texas is going to secede from the United States. Now, it's another Oklahoma place. That's two people traveling together. How very interesting. How very odd. Anyway, Texas is going to secede, and if it did, that we would tend to go with Texas. And I said, well, I said, certainly on a political level, I think we would be, this part of New Mexico has always been far more like West Texas than it was, like Santa Fe or Albuquerque or the Rio Grande Valley or the place beyond that. This is not not where those kinds of places tend to be very liberal, and channel well with California, with San Francisco, or, you know, the kind of genteel liberalism of the East Coast, perhaps. And our part is more of the rough and tumble, Wild West sort of, try our guns out of our cold dead hands. We don't do that. Even if on other issues, you say, well, I don't mind being a little socialist. But yeah, when it comes to guns, people in this part of at least our state are quite adamant, as I am. I don't even own a gun, but I'm adamant about other people being able to do it too. You know? I said, well, I don't know how the politics would actually go. You have to understand that in the United States, the last time somebody tried to secede from the United States, they fought a bloody war and killed, it was the bloodiest war the United States ever been involved in. And ever since. Called the Civil War to a lot of people. I don't call it that. I call it the War of Secession. I have no problem with secession. It is a right. It is a right of states to be able to break away from the greater union. The union was originally formed by states coming together so they can come apart. Now, I just see somebody coming and saying that, say, for New Mexico, for instance, which would never go away because New Mexico frankly likes what's happening. The majority of the population here is quite enamored of pushes being made. And, I'm not. Anyway, but you have to understand, rural people, of which I am a rural person these days, although I gotta tell you, I wasn't born that way. I was born in Los Angeles. I was born in Los Angeles County, California. Not a rural area at all. And, came back to the land of my mother's family in 1975? I think it was 1975. And it was interesting transition, I had been a city kid up until then, but now I can't really remember even being a city kid, so I like the wide open spaces. So when people say, well, you want to move to Seattle, why do you want to do that? And you go, you have to understand that it's got wide open spaces, got a lot of trees, slow down the wide open spaces, of course it's windy, every place with no trees is windy. I missed the sea. Boy, I didn't know how much I missed the sea. My grandmother passed away, I think it was this last February. It was almost a year ago that she passed away. And everybody was brought to California. And we went to the seashore, beach, And there it was again, the sea longing. I worked for 2 years, see, and I missed the sea. I don't know if I missed the work particularly. I certainly missed the income, but now is not the time to start doing dangerous things so she can get paid for it. That is a young, unmarried man sort of thing to do. It's not, you know, I tried for a little while and thought about it and talked myself out of it. Regardless, so yeah, when people say, why do you want to go, why Shetland? You go, well, because it's attached to a variety of reasons. I like the Scottish education system. I like its philosophy. It actually goes some way to informing the fact that, family governance. You know, at least on paper. Now I know when push comes to shove, it probably behaves like every other nation's attitude towards schooling, where the school owns your kids, and they'll teach them however they please, and they'll do with them however they please, and the fact that they go home and spend time with you is simply because it's not politically feasible to do it any other way, and but anyway, yeah, you know, it says parents have a right to educate their children as they see fit. But also the government, you know, checks on it, needs to have a problem. If they choose to force you to do things, and you have to give them a plan of how you're going to do that. That plan has to be accepted. So, you know, it's still got all the earmarks of being kind of a, no, you know, we get to dictate to you what your children do, but it's phrased nicely, and I kind of respect the fact that it's phrased nicely, as opposed to where I live, you know, where most of the United States, where it simply is, the school owns your child, and, you know, and you will take your kid to school, or we will come with the juvenile and pick you up. And some states permit homeschooling. My state's actually terribly, terribly lenient in that it really has no money or ability to enforce what few laws is put on it, so it essentially becomes, you know, you can do whatever you want, and it's really quite simple, and there's nothing to it, and you don't have to really report to anybody about anything. So regardless, pardon me. Lost Sally's mercantile, huh? Interesting. The hotel and cafe, I'm often confused to figure out if that's actually really open or not. But, you know, it's there. What are you going to do with it? I'm just getting through Roy. Springer's 46 miles, I believe. Raton is probably 40 miles past that, so I probably got another hour and a half. So, I still work on somewhat, you know, but I can't say I'm working on a lot lately. The plan to go to Shetland. I don't think I hide it, but I don't think I really broadcast it very much. I've had a couple of blog entries that talked about that. But otherwise, not really anything at all. Bring it up again. Keep it in. You know, do anything else to keep it in my mind, to remind myself. And, although I have been writing a bit on Shetlink, which is kind of a forum run out of Shetland, specific to the place, a little bit. For other people, I'm sure they come back and they go, gee whiz, man, that's huge. You go, I can't be much smaller than that. You know, just trying to be, for lack of anything, straightforward. Anyway, I'm thinking that perhaps some of these essays, some of these things that I've written, I can be thrown into the Ascendant Family book, you know, or at least fill the thing out a little bit, although I am not much of a filler guy. I am more along the lines of say it and be done with it. You know, I'm much more of a pamphleteer than I am of somebody who writes like, oh, you need to make up a nice thick book. And you go, I don't want you to do that. You know, you need to pad it. It's not thick enough yet. People don't like those books like that. You go, well, it's probably a good thing that I do e-books, electronic books, because you don't really get a sense for that, you know. If they say, well, it's only 150 pages, and you go, 150 pages is quite a lot. You know, you get a lot done in 150 pages. You get a heck of a lot done in my world. But I'm used to coming up with essays that are only like 3 or 4 pages long, and you go, I'm going to have to do a whole lot of essays, you know, I'm going to have to 20, like 10. 10 would give me 40. 20. I'd have to do at least 30 essays on different aspects of this thing. But see, in doing it that way, it sounds quite doable. I can often put out a decent essay, not every day, but probably every other day I can do it. And, uh, might work. That might make for a pretty decent little buck. But after you're done, you have to string it all together. But that's doable too. So, you know, every time I look at it, it's like, well, this could be doable. This could be a couple of month project. And then you can just throw it out there. Shetland's an interesting place. There is a mystery writer. I don't know if she's from Shetland or if she's visited Shetland, but she is the toast of the place. Of course, Shetland Arts, I think, brings her in on a regular basis when she's about ready to do another book, do book signings, and to do little things, and to come up with little fun things to do. So I'm not sure I could do that because the things I talk about are far more serious, far more, they're just more troublesome. How about that? And I don't really know how that would play. You know, I don't think there's some group that says, do we want to accomplish this? You know, you need to become a, do this thing or do that thing. Make stuff happen. I thought once upon a time that I would do an NGO on it to try to ramp up support for it, and that might be an interesting way to get into Shetland, you know. So I'm doing this thing, but I'm afraid that if you're too much of a rabble-rouser, and they don't want you to be non-profit, you know, they want you to make money. That's the whole point, is to produce something that makes money and hopefully employs people. So, you know, I'm not really sure exactly how that would go. But, you know, I'm not saying I won't do it. It's just that I don't really know how it'll go. I guess that's the easiest way to paint it. I think it would be a good thing, and I can go ahead and compose those essays, as I already do, on my DocuWiki. You know, I've already got a place set aside for working stuff that really doesn't, that doesn't get pointed to, you know. If you were doing just a casual search, you'd never find them. There's a couple of ways to get to it. But you know, most normal people wouldn't go in that direction at all. So anyway, just work on the bits that you find interesting. And sometimes some bits will end up being interesting. And then I think you can throw out that, you know, you say, well, I'm trying to make it a book so it has to be progressive. And you go, you know what? I think I'd rather have essays, so it's all chopped up into pieces. And people can read the parts of it that they find interesting. And let it go from there. Let all of your properties feed themselves. They're just writing essays and trying to shove them all together and trying to make a coherent thing out of them. Have a bit of an outline, write essays based on that outline, you know, what finally shakes out becomes a book with references to, you know, to say these things came from this blog, so if your blog gets a little bit more exposure, which can't ever be a bad thing, especially if I'm doing kind of newsy business. I don't really want to talk about the fact that I'm writing a book until the book's pretty much written. You know, well, no, until it's pretty much done, because I want to be able to point people straight to it. Say, you know what? Because you guys need to see this, because this is what I'm talking about, you know? The fact that society doesn't know what's best for families. The fact that governments are married to the concept of the individual and by and large ignore the family. You know, they intend to cause something along the lines of a household. Probably because that's probably easier to see. That's something that you can check. How many people are in your household? I like that concept, I like that idea. Because I find writing from an outline a little too constraining, you know? Especially when it's like, well, I have this idea, but I don't feel like I want to do that, you know? I would rather have sorted essays that lead to something rather than, you know, a book with chapters and stuff like that. Maybe that's what's up. And, you know, I can say these concepts, these ideas, maybe these things are direct essays that are written on the whole concept of it. Because I can write an essay about future theory, you know. Talk about some of the respect I have for Hispanic families, how Hispanic families survive and hold together and how good that is. Insofar as modern times crash in on the Hispanic family to do a damage, you know, in so much as black families are, you know, to see a black family is like, is just, what? You mean you actually have a father that's present, that you actually respect, as opposed to him being either a bum or a guy that just doesn't participate in things? Okay. Oh, golly. 4:30. Less than 4:30, actually. And I'm not even close to my business, and that's okay. I took some extra time. And there that is. Showing my wife something. And not really getting her take on it as much as just saying, well, here's this. This is a trust issue years ago. And when I came back to watch the review, it's like, you know. Has a lot to do with watching the American ruling class. And of course, plenty of people saying, oh, that doesn't exist, you know, there is no ruling class. And there's some, I guess there is some validity to the whole idea that there is no American work ruling class. If you think of it as here's a family and they've ruled the United States for many years, or this group of families, they've ruled the United States for over 100 years, we don't tend to have that. It's more fluid than that, but it still ends up doing the same thing. There's going to be a small group of people that tend to make things run and make them work. Over time, those seats change, you know. Families who rose up and became dominant fade and are not dominant. Where in other places, because of the way the social class is set up and such, you know, that whole rise and fall thing could take hundreds of years. In the United States, it's much faster now. But I think it's much faster in the rest of the world, too, now. You know, it isn't so much, oh, yeah, well, they've been a ruling family for hundreds of years. It doesn't happen anymore. And, I don't know. There are several little things, and everybody talked about the banks, and I think that's basically true, you know. Getting into banking is probably the route to riches, power, and stuff like that. Although, it is true that most of the power brokers in Washington today are not particularly bankers. You know, they are, you know, people who the very last part of the movie was all about these powerful men, and, you know, high government posts. Cabinet secretary of this, cabinet secretary of that. Spent a lot of time in these places, understanding and getting to know how these places work. I think it's rather interesting that most of them say, yeah, to have an Ivy League education is simply to have a piece of paper that has an Ivy League name school on the top. And that becomes the passport into this larger world of what you can do. Because honestly, it has nothing to do with what you did cause. I don't think it really has much to say about what you actually majored in. It may not even matter. The fact that you have a PhD from a prestigious university, you know, almost seems to be some kind of a key. If you have a PhD from some no-name college, you know, I don't really know that there would be any meaning for that. And you go, you know, if all you want to be is a low level or maybe perhaps a mid level academic, you go, hey, this is all just teaching, you know? So we had watched that, and that was pretty interesting. I really do. And I think I could probably churn out the extended family without too much trouble. It wouldn't take very long, I think. Heck, some of my shorter essays end up being 5 or 6, you know, printed pages. And you go, you know, some of my more involved ones, the ones that I like better, they go 10, 12, 14 pages. And you go, you know, well, 15, 18 of those, and you pretty much got yourself the book for people to look at. Now, you know, and I try to be interesting and intriguing with my essay, which I think would make a neat little read. And, you know, I don't really know if I have an essay because that's the choice thing, you know? I don't know how to describe that. Maybe it just ends up that I say, you know what? I wrote. I think that I write. I don't know. I don't know where to put that. You know? I don't know how to describe that except to say, I think that I write. And I don't, you know, and I don't often put myself down. Well, I don't know, I started calling myself an essayist. And, you know, there's nothing in the definition of an essay that says that essays can't be 20 pages long. So I think it's okay. If I were to be called anything, I think I'd prefer most to be called a philosopher. But I don't really know how honest that is either. You know. And the whole fact that honestly, if I'm going to be called anything, I would just soon have, you know, other people label me that way. They're going to say what they want to about it, whether it's good or bad. Let them define. Let them say it. And then come back and go, I think and I write. And you go, beyond that, you know, it is what it is. So, I like that. We need to start, I need to start looking at it bigger. I need to see, how could it work in 2 computers? How could this thing come together in 2 computers? And then, look at Shetland. And say, here's a possibility. Because now, this comes from a description from Wikipedia, you know, the one that says fiercely independent and, you know, self-sufficient. And you're going, I don't know if that's on it. I don't know if that's true. It says, but it would be wonderful if it was. And if nothing else, this would be a test for it. A test to see just exactly how much that way they are. Okay, we're back on the big highway. Sort of. Not a terribly big highway. But it's a highway. down there, go see little sign that says 60. 20 miles to Springer. We'll see how far it is past that. I like that whole thing. You know? Because what I found myself doing was trying to define family. You know, I was trying to work off of an outline, and I find that I'm really kind of stale and boring working off an outline. I'd rather work on larger, more nebulous things like how should a family be defined? And I'm a proponent of the natural family. And the natural family is defined by the World Congress of Families, which I first heard about in probably right at around 2000. I'm trying to remember the circumstances for it. I know where I was sitting when I stumbled on it. And I don't know if I was reading an email or something else about it, some press release that they had done. And, found out about them. But then, after that, I just kind of let it drop. About 2000, I kind of flopped out of it. Not that I joined at all, not that I did. I actually listened to a couple of presentations that you could get on the internet from, you know, recordings that have been done at the Congress. And they're always done all around the world, big places. And, and it was quite a, special introduction to it. So much so that here, on the very cusp, on the very beginning of 2013, probably 14 years later, 13 or 14 years later, I recalled them when I said, you know what, I'll have to define the family. They already kind of did. And quite willing to it's interesting, I think I may have to contact these guys and say, would it be acceptable for me to use some of your material in my upcoming book? They'd probably be just ecstatic about it. But yeah, of course. They'd probably also say, after you're done with your book, can we have copies of it? Well, it's going to be an e-book, but I can blast it and send you a PDF of what it ultimately ends up being. And that might be interesting to them, a certain level. Getting things out and take it in, and maybe get free publicity for the debug. I think that would be wonderful. Maybe even get some blurbs written to include in it, you know, to say, yeah, this is a, you know, to put on the back cover stuff, to say this comes from these different organizations. Be able to pass around kind of a draft version of it and say, please don't, you know, please be careful. This is not for casual distribution. Maybe even put a lock on it. Keep it from being cast out. Oh. All right. Do all the partners can. Tap, you know, there was some things where it said, well, I'll just pick the merit just genuine enough for gain. And I don't know if I'm going to do that. Although I'm sure I'll have sympathetic ears for the concept. And to throw it out there. Clean it up a little bit. Make it, you know, make changes appropriate for taking it to that level, except that it really is kind of a sign. I can't but begin to say that it is something of a sign. You know, for all I know, one of these guys would say, hey, you know what, let's get it published in real by book form. And you go, okay, because now I'm not, you know, listen, I'm happy to do that, but I'm going to retain the rights to the electronic form, you know. Because I put out that way first, I can't really just... I can't bring that back, I'm not going to try. I said, for sure. And do you think the book would do well? I said, no, no. Governmental form becomes the newest. That's an idea. Okay. We'll see where it goes. I can't really think beyond. It might be pretty interesting.
Let me take a look and see how this recording's doing. Chances are, not so good it's recording. It is. Excellent. Just beautiful. I'm happy. So, that might be a wonderful idea to do, is to just make it a book of essays that kind of lead up to certain ideas, you know. Put a good preface to it. Put a good conclusion to it. Don't be afraid to be who you are in it. And to say, this is the family, this is the real society. Nothing else can function this way, because any other form doesn't let society actually perpetuate made up forms, you know. And I think, you know, we could probably put marriage is disingenuous enough for gays in there, as long as you peppered it well beforehand to say, here's why I put it in there. Number one, I just found the essay just utterly fun to write. It says, and I think it comes up with enough excellent points on the whole scope of what marriage we should be pointing at, saying this is a good one and all the rest of them are inferior. And the fact that gay marriage is getting so much play, you know, and oh how cute, and oh look at them, oh look, and you go, but this isn't contributing to society on any level at all, is really kind of what ends up hopefully coming out of it and saying, you know, this really doesn't work. You know, you can play house your whole life if you want to. It really works well if you're two basically individual people and you're just kind of, you know, living in together in the same house to economize. You know, I don't know that gay marriage is very much past that. You know, just kind of a cohabitation. But, you know, whatever that tends to be, it really doesn't matter. Oh, golly. Anyway, I could probably find a way to stick it in there, because it is. It's fun. I think it has a lot of good things to say. I think it explains some concepts that are just, I think it's one of my best essays. And to leave it out of the collection, I think would be kind of a little on the sad side. I wonder what be stuck leaving it out, when it could say so much. Oh, okay, no. by the bathroom here, so it's probably going to be good for me to go ahead and bring this thing to a close shortly. Yeah, I think the most important thing is go ahead and write those essays, arrange how they're going to go in the thing, get permission from the World Congress of Families to use their definition of natural family. And in the midst of doing that, that'll give people, you know, that'll start getting up some information stuff. You know, when I was thinking about the whole thing about family ascendancy, I said, wouldn't it be awesome if the World Congress of Families decided to have one of their congresses? It happens every, it doesn't happen every year, but it often happens every year, is to have one in Lerwick. I think that would be stunning and interesting, you know, and maybe give kind of a push to the whole concept of getting this done. But this might be an excellent thing to do, like in 2014, or it's a shame it's not having a 2013, but maybe 2014. To put something out there. Bring people together on the eve of some kind of referendum to say we want to be a crown dependency and this is the sort of government we would like to have, and to be a part of that process would be absolutely amazing, you know. Anyway, so I'm coming to the place where I need to slow down. I need to go to the bathroom. And so it's time to stop. It's almost an hour again anyway, so timing is good. Talk to you later.